Thank you for joining us for Big Blue Doors Podcast. Big Blue Doors storytelling shows, called Big Blue Door Jams, take place the third Thursday of every month at different venues in Charlottesville. Look for the next location and upcoming themes at bigbluedoor.org. The story you are about to hear was written and performed in November of 2012 by Jude Silvera. The theme of the show was Law and Disorder.
This is a story about the time I accidentally broke into a church. It's September after college graduation, and I'm in Baltimore visiting my best friend, Pickles. It's 1 something in the morning, and Pickles and I are drunk. We're drinking 25-cent drafts at a charming dive bar. Having run out of quarters, we decide to go food hunting. Pickles and I are avid urban explorers. We love breaking into abandoned buildings and shimmying up drain pipes onto rooftops. As we're walking, we come across this amazing stone Gothic structure with a wrought iron fence surrounding it, a church. It's not abandoned, but it does have a series of peaked roofs, one leading to another. Pickles, we have to do this. Yes, says Pickles. We climb atop the fence, grab onto the gutter, and lift ourselves onto the roof. We walk a few feet and hop onto the second roof. Scaling this, we gain access to the roof above the sanctuary. It's made of slate. It is steeply pitched, 40 feet high. We scamper to its peak. Wow. I look down the opposite side, and at the foot of the roof is a stone tower, 10 feet by 10 feet. Pickles and I slide down the roof to investigate. We're facing a window composed of 3-inch square panes of leaded glass. We look inside and see a stone room. On the walls, sconces with candles. To the left, a small wooden table, 4 foot by 2, with a book on it. Beside that, a straight back wooden chair. This is the medieval monastery from Umberto Eco's In the Name of the Rose. We are very excited. This is a great find. But our bladders are telling us it's time to go. Now, there are no small roofs on this side to climb down, so we have to go back up the way we came. Pickles and I try walking up the roof, but our feet slip out from under us. We try crawling up the roof, but we keep sliding back down. For reasons known only to God and the architect, this side of the roof is steeper than the other. We have no way down. I look through the tower window. Surely there is a way out. I try the latch, but it's locked. Ye of little trust, churchman. I lean on one of the panes, and the glass pops out. Accident. I reach through and unlock the window. Pickles and I climb into the abbot's chamber. There is a small doorway leading to spiral stairs carved of stone. This is so In the Name of the Rose. It's pitch dark as we descend. The circular stairs take us a full rotation and a half around their axis before discharging us into a small anteroom. There are 2 sets of double doors, one on either side. These are massive wooden doors, arched at the top, hanging from large iron hinges. I look between the doors on the right. I see rows of wooden pews with the sanctuary beyond. It is hushed, somber, beautiful. Pickles, look at this. Wow. Can we go now? We turn around to face the other doors. I look between and see the churchyard. We are home free. I go to push the handle down to open the door, but I stop when I realize these doors have no handles. This place is so ancient, the only way to open the door is with a skeleton key. While Pickles and I are pondering just how it is we managed to not only break into this church accidentally, but trap ourselves inside of it, I hear a faint beeping. I look up towards the noise, and there it is, the one piece of modernity that has made it into this medieval wonderland, a motion detector for the burglar alarm. It is beeping. Its little red light is pulsating. We are screwed. Pickles and I dart back up the circular stairs through the abbot's room, out the window, and onto the roof. Oh my God, oh my God. I lay down on my stomach and look over the side. The roof overhangs the outer wall by a foot, and running down that wall is a copper drain pipe. It's a 20-foot drop. I grab onto the gutter with both hands and swoop down. I reach out for the pipe in my right hand, grasp it, let go of the gutter, and swing on. Hand under hand, I lower myself, right, then left, then right, until I'm about a third of the way down and the pipe breaks. I crash into the garden. I am unharmed, but the cops are on their way. I look up, and Pickles is hanging from the gutter. Pickles, you gotta jump. Is it far? Yes, but you gotta do it, Pickles, or we're busted. Seeing the wisdom in this argument, Pickles releases his hands. His right foot lands in the grass. His left goes further into a hole. He pitches over. I grab him, lift him up, we run the 10 yards to the fence, scale it, and make our escape.